Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, January 25th, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to be serving conducting this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting by having an invocation by Dr. Brent Baker of the First Presbyterian Church. After Dr. Baker is finished, Councilmember Scott Summers will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please rise for both the invocation and the pledge?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we have gathered this night to attend once more to the business of this city. And yet, even as we do so, our hearts continue in aftershock over the tragedy that has unfolded in the weeks since this body last met. We would ask then for your grace and mercy upon the tens of thousands in Haiti who even now lack sufficient food, water, or medicine. And while we may or may not be able to help with those needs, may we carry out the agenda before us this night with special attention to the fragile and hurting people much closer to home. Continue, we ask, to bless our city and its citizenry, guide our leaders in the challenges they face, and grant that Mesa be a wholesome and nurturing place to live and work and play. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
Would you join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now turn time over to Councilmember Dean Higgins, who has some remarks.
Thank you, Mayor. We had a couple interns in our city council office this last semester, and I wondered if James Stevie could come up to the microphone. And is Lauren? I didn't see Lauren. I can't tell. Oh, Lauren, come up with him. I just wanted to take the opportunity to publicly thank these two wonderful ASU students. Actually, James is in the ASU Honors Program, and Lauren recently graduated, but both of them interned last semester in the council office and did vast quantities of work and helped out greatly. I wanted to say that James is working in the AG's office, so that's a wonderful step, and Lauren is at the state legislature and has applied for a White House internship and has also applied to many graduate schools in Boston. So it was wonderful to have them both in our office this last semester, and we will miss them greatly and would really like them to stay longer, but they won't because we can't pay them.
Oh.
Thank you much. Really appreciate it.
James and Lauren, thank you so very much. We really appreciate all your work and appreciate having you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll now move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Christ the King Catholic Church, one-day event, February 6th, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license for NEDCO, one-day event, February 5th, 270 West Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Southeast Valley Regional Association of Realtors, one-day event, February 5th, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 3D, act on liquor license transfer for Lascendas Golf Club, 7555 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Lascendas Golf Club, 7555 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Valero, 415 North Stapley Drive. Items 3G through 3N and 3P through 3S are act on liquor licenses for the following Walgreens stores. Item 3G, 755 East Main Street. Item 3H, 4420 East Brown Road. Item 3I, 746 West University Drive. Item 3J, 420 South Sossaman Road. Item 3K, 1158 South Chrisman Road. Item 3L, 4315 East Main Street. Item 3M, 1138 South Higley Road. Item 3N, 1960 South Country Club Drive. Item 3P, 1135 North Mesa Drive. Item 3Q, 9230 East Main Street. Item 3R, 2024 West Main Street. Item 3S, 6002 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 3 chlorine gas feed systems. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase and install a distributed antenna system. This is fully funded by public safety bonds. Item 4C, act on term contract for insecticidal coatings for manhole and sewer cleanouts. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase mobile dispatch and service ordering scheduling system. Item 4E, act to renew contract for water treatment chemicals. Item 4F, act to renew contract for rock and concrete materials. Item 4G, act on contract for vehicle apparatus decals and graphics. Item 5A, act on resolution approving development agreement with Germain Road, LLC. Item 5B, act on resolution extinguishing portion of public utilities easement, 1950 South Rialto Street. Item 5C, act on resolution extinguishing ingress, egress, and public utilities easement, 2701 East Lehigh Road. Item 5D, act on resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP at city-owned property at Falcon Field Airport. Item 5E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for Business Services Department. Item 5F, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority for cost sharing for the Northeast Area Development and Ground Transportation Plan. Funding is from the transportation sales tax. Item 5G, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for reimbursement of bus shelters, transit furniture, and bus pullouts. Funding is through Bus Stop Improvement Program and Proposition 400. Item 5H, act on resolution approving agreement with TCG Phoenix for telecommunications license. And item 5I, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Mesa Unified School District for shared information technology. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member wishes to have removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Is there any discussion on the consent agenda? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 3-0, new beer and wine store license for Walgreens at 3624 North Power Road. And Councilmember Higgins, you requested this to be removed.
Yes, Mayor. I would move that we deny the recommendation for the approval of this liquor license at 3624 North Brown Power Road based on the letter that Walgreens had written to the neighbors back in 1999 stating that they have no intent of putting a liquor license at this location.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to recommend to the State Board of Liquor denial of this requested liquor license. We have a motion from Councilmember Higgins. We have a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion?
Clarify, yes is to deny and no would be approved.
Yeah, thank you, Councilmember Summers. If you vote for this, you are voting to recognize the denial, to submit to the State Liquor Board a recommendation of denial. The specific reason for the recognition of denial, as I understand it, Councilmember Higgins, is the representations made by the development company related to the original construction of this Walgreens, that Walgreens does not, and these are, quote, Walgreens does not intend to sell liquor at this store site. And is that the specific reason?
Yes,
that
that's
would be
correct, Mayor.
Because we have to have a specific reason to transmit to the State Liquor Board.
Yes.
So the idea is that Walgreens, when they developed this, stated that they did not intend to sell liquor at this store site, and therefore
I would recommend that we deny the request or recommendation to the liquor license.
Because it's a reversal of that intent, and because
yes.
of neighborhood reasons, and
yes.
don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, you know,
sure
the letter. I was just using the letter as correct support that they came out with specifically saying they did not intend to have a liquor license at this location.
Okay.
And the neighbors, you know, the zoning case went through based on this letter.
Relying on this letter?
Yes.
Okay. Is that sufficient, Ms. Spinner?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay. So does everyone understand what we're voting on?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Yes. Councilmember Richens.
I just wanted to comment real quick that it's important, I think, that when developers make promises to our citizens, that sometimes those citizens don't have the opportunity to review those promises again. And so the city council often is the only people that have the opportunity to review this. And so if developers come to our town to develop and they make promises to its citizens, they need to intend to keep them, and they need to know that this council will hold them accountable. Thank you.
And just sort of to follow up on that, I believe the staff, there's a lot of Walgreens here, and I believe staff did a review and went back and looked at all the zoning cases and did not find a similar representation made on the other ones. So that's why this one is being singled out. Okay. I remember a yes vote is a vote for recommendation of denial for this request. All in favor, or not in favor, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the council will forward a recommendation of denial for the reasons that we've stated. Okay. The next item on the agenda is item 5J, approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding regarding a long-term commitment by the Chicago Cubs to hold spring training in Mesa, and also 5K, which we will, even though there are two separate items, we will address it in one single vote. Item 5K is to approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an amendment to the existing lease to give Chicago Cubs an option to terminate the lease without penalty so long as the Chicago Cubs negotiate exclusively with the city of Mesa as required by the memorandum of understanding that is anticipated under item 5J. All right, we have a motion to approve these items. Well, first of all, before we get into the motion, Mr. Brady, if you'd give us a summary review, please.
Yes, sir. Mayor and Council, as you know, this is an important time in our relationship with the Cubs. For about a year now, we have been discussing the item of spring training, and specifically with the Cubs and what our plans with them would be for the long-term future. And we've addressed several issues, and I think it's worth reiterating. The question is, there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm in this community to keep the Cubs, but really we've looked at it, we've done the analysis, we've done the economic impact studies, and it certainly bears up that what the Cubs bring to Mesa, and really for the state of Arizona, is significant. With over $50 million in annual economic impact and over 650 jobs, this is a proposal that is being placed on the table, presented to the Cubs for their consideration, that would keep them in Mesa for at least another 25 years. What we are proposing today is to submit this non-binding agreement along with the amendments to the lease with council approval, is to present that to the Cubs for their consideration. We know that the time is of the essence, and so we've put this out on the agenda for council to consider tonight, which would allow for the development of a new spring training facility in Mesa. It would entail significant commitments both from the state of Arizona and the city of Mesa. However, the structure of this deal is very similar in pattern to those that have already been executed for other teams that are currently in the Cactus League today. We also believe that this agreement, as it's structured today, provides protection to the city as far as any potential unforeseen cost or additional cost that may want to be incurred for the development of this facility. So we think we recommend this as a good start for an agreement that will need to be executed. Obviously, we've talked about the need for, once the council approves this, to go to the state legislature to seek their commitments, and then also return to the city council and to the city community, residents of this community, to also support this proposal that's on the table. In the end of the day, this continues the long tradition of Mesa of hosting spring training as one of the original cities that did so. I think this will keep that tradition in Mesa for many years to come. The cost impact to Mesa will, we believe, at least at the current analysis is what's being proposed, is not significantly more than the historical commitment that we've been paying for, whether we've paid for new stadiums, we've had to manage and operate spring training operations for many years. And so we think this deal will allow us to continue to contribute to spring training, and maybe even better yet for Mesa, we believe that with the associated development that we expect that will happen with this new facility, that many of the activities that our visitors enjoy when they come to spring training will remain and be captured more so in Mesa than they are today. So at the end of the day, we think that we recommend this as a good start and a good opportunity for Mesa. We'd ask council to approve this. The Cubs are aware and have a copy of this agreement. They've had it over the weekend, and we'll look forward to hearing from them hopefully soon for their consideration of this. Thank you, Mayor, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. We have several requests to speak on these two items, and so we'd like for you to come up, and you each have 3 minutes, and we welcome your comments. Please stay within the time allotted, and we'll begin with Mr. Aaron Miller. Aaron? And when you come up to the podium, if you'd restate your name and address for the record. And following Aaron will be Ian Bennett.
Good evening. My name is Aaron Miller. Resident in East Mesa, East Downing Street in East Mesa. And basically my concerns about these two agenda items are, given the current economic situation, given the budget stress that we have on state and local levels, I don't understand nor do I support the notion that that facilities should be funded by the taxpayer for this spring training. Albeit the benefits that might come to the community, we need to support and actually encourage business progress that's funded by the company. Secure your own land, build your own facilities, and do business and allow tax revenues to be raised. As a concerned citizen and looking at the trends that I see, I'm just generally opposed to any taxpayer expenditures in this area or any other for that matter.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ian Bennett, and he'll be followed by Dennis Ray.
Mayor, members of the council, I'm Ian Bennett, 1609 West Capri Avenue here in Mesa. I wanted to remind the council of something that perhaps doesn't need to be reminded of, but I think needs to be said. Major League Baseball is a business. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about competition or sportsmanship. It's about making money. It's about profit. And I'm not a communist, so I like profit. I used to be a Cubs fan, and I've not really been a Major League Baseball fan since the strike. But I do want to say that I would hope that the council does what is best for the city because it's the best business decision for the city, not because we've had a relationship with the Cubs since 1950s or whatever it was, not because baseball is what you take little Johnny to on the weekends, but it's because it's the best thing for the city to do. If it's the best business decision for the city, I'd like us to do it. If it isn't, if they don't want us, we don't want them. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Dennis Ray, and she'll be followed by Mr. Randy Hatch.
Hi, my name is Dennis Ray, 730 East 3rd Street, I think. We just moved there, so we're getting to know. I am a native of Mesa and have been out of the city for 30 years, and it's good to be back home again.
And we're glad to have you back.
Thank you. But the sorrow that I have seen is the change that has come over Mesa, and see how poor. We live in District 1 now, and it is a very, very, very poor area. We see a lot of homeless. We see a lot of people who are without jobs. this is a depression that we're in, and we need to think of this as a time to, you know, rally together and help each other. So our plea to you is to, instead of making, don't make a burden on the people in the community. We are doing all that we can to make the taxes and everything that we need to pay, but we need your help in supporting us so that we don't have excess spending, so we don't increase our taxes. This field that you are considering building could be a big, huge expense. We understand that you feel like it could bring money in, and I'm asking, where is the money and the jobs from the last 25 years? I'm supposing that's how long we've had it while they are here with us. If it will be such a great profit to us, where is the profit from the last time we've had them? Our fear is that it will not bring the profit, that it will be a huge burden on us as citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Randy Hatch, and he'll be followed by PJ O'Malley.
Mayor and council members, my name is Randy Hatch. I reside at 1448 East Bates Street, obviously in Mesa. I come before you tonight and the citizens of Mesa and to plead the case to vote no on this proposition. I am an athlete, although the older I get, the better I was. I love sports. I used to play a lot. There's a lot of lessons that can be learned from sports, and this is one of them. This is a horrible lesson to be learned from sports. We're taking taxpayer dollars to fund private business. It's no different than what happened in 2008 when we bailed out Wall Street. And then in December of that same year, we bailed out the car companies and the insurance companies, AIG. This is no different. It's just a smaller scale. Taxpayer dollars should not be funding multi-million dollar private companies. And it should never fund multi-million dollar or million dollar private companies. These are companies that have their own money. And if I read an article today in the East Valley Tribune that says Naples is very upset that they're not going to get the Cubs. Well, I think we ought to make them happy and let the Cubs go to Naples and let Naples spend their $84 million on the stadium. If I take $84 million and subtract $52 million, that still leaves a deficit of $32 million. And the jobs that you come up with or that you say that have been come through over the years is very ambiguous. We don't have hard figures on that. Hot dogs, shirts, hotel rooms, and the houses. We appreciate the Chicago residents, but the houses that they may not have come and lived in for the team, to come see the team, I'm sure would be replaced by somebody from Iowa or Nebraska or North Dakota or South Dakota. Arizona and Mesa is a prime location, and we need to keep it that way by not funding private business with tax dollars. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Mr. PJ O'Malley, and he'll be followed by Gary Sievers.
Hi, I'm PJ O'Malley. I live at 321 North Higley here in Mesa. If the vote tonight is successful, the measure passed and the question decided, Mesa's taxpayers will continue the tradition of being on the hook for major dollars it will take to retain the legacy of underwriting the wealthy so it can remain in the forefront of Arizona politics. My hat is off to the City Council for burdening us with the antics of a children's game, Major League Baseball, bypassing the citizens and playing their own games with other people's money. Of course, it is late, to be saying it, but government has no business building baseball stadiums, endorsing sports, or involving itself in private industry concerns. Good government makes itself relevant by moving out of the way for legitimate business to operate. It levels the playing field. It takes down barriers and encourages participation. But for a city government to buy into the concept of free enterprise by taxing its citizens is ever the keynote of a sad symphony. Years ago, when the voters of Mesa said to the Cardinals, thanks, but no thanks, on building their luxury stadium, a cheer and a sigh of relief went up. But Glendale, let Glendale struggle to pay for that monstrosity for 30 years. We don't need it. From that, Mesa City Fathers took the hint and vowed to never allow its people to make that kind of rational decision at the ballot box. So now we have kissed the backside of a wealthy professional team that could afford to buy this entire city lock, stock, and barrel. Thank you, City Council.
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley. Gary Sievers.
Gary Sievers, 920 West Obispo Avenue. Most of us have heard the Chicago Cubs theme song, Go Cubs Go. Well, this is the recently commissioned Mesa version of the Chicago Cubs theme song. Stay, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Naples is no place to play. Mesa has a water park. Naples has an evil shark. Mesa has no major flaws. Naples gonna remake Jaws. Everybody now, stay, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Don't let me alone. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Naples is no place to play. Mesa has the drier heat. Naples causes sweat and sleet. Mesa's gonna win the fight over a mosquito bite. Everybody now, stay, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Naples is no place to play. Mesa has the president. Naples has the higher rent. Mesa has no baseball rain. Naples won big hurricane. Andrew, everybody now stay, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Naples is no place to play. Conventioneers in Chicagoland. Pick the cactus over the sand. Mesa makes Chicago glad. Naples one big hanging chad. Everybody now say, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Naples is no place to play. Last chorus. Stay, Cubs, stay. Stay, Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Holy cow, and Jack's hey, hey.
All right. I was waiting for pants on the ground any second now. Oh, unfortunately, your 3 minutes are up. Thank heavens. Thank you, Mr. Sievers. We have one more request to speak. From Denise Heap. Denise, you wish to speak? Speak or sing or dance, whatever.
You don't want me to sing or dance.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't intended to say anything tonight because I'm just here shadowing Dina, but you can't keep me quiet, as some people know. I oppose the Cardinals Stadium. I helped organize the thing that defeated it. But I support keeping the Chicago Cubs in Mesa. And I do so because I understand that the money to fund it does not come from the general fund. It comes from a tax that is based mainly, or will come from a tax on hotels and restaurants. I also know that Mesa is having trouble in this economic era in attracting things that will lead to economic development. And we need that. And we need the engine that the Chicago Cubs will provide. We need the restaurants and the hotels in the higher tier. We don't have them now. We need to be able to bring in people to stay in Mesa when they come to see the games. And that's what all the economic planning for the last several years has been for. And so I, Denise Heap, and I forgot to give my address, support this, and I hope that you will vote in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. We have one person, Jeannie Schenk, who has submitted a card in opposition stating, but does not wish to speak. So I'll read her comment in. Taxpayers should not bear this financial responsibility in this economic climate. So she opposes this measure. Okay. Any other requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No additional, Mayor.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion on items 5J and 5K. Now we have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones and a second by Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? Councilmember Richens.
Just wanted to say for the record that my opponent in the last election, Matt Tolman, text messaged me as he watched on Channel 11 in support of the Cubs. So I just, for whatever that's worth. But I promised him I'd do that. He was trying to rush down to get down here, but thank you.
Comments? Councilmember, or Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. This has been a very fascinating development as this has come along, having grown up and seeing the Cubs from a spectator and knowing how important they've been to a lot of people. But the most important part here is, as has been the case in most of the agreements that we have worked on in recent years, we have made it a point to protect the city, to make safety nets, as it were, so that we don't get left as a city holding the ball or holding the purse strings on a lot of things that have taken place. And this is no different. We've been working on this MOU, which is really just the starting point for a final agreement. This is not the agreement. This is just giving us the opportunity to have some time to finalize an agreement. This is really the first step, and it's a tremendous step. And the economic impact, which is the most critical factor in making this decision, is tremendous. And those who would just get up and make the argument it's just taxpayer money, they're missing the point. They haven't seen what it is that's in the agreement, or they haven't taken the time to study it. They just are diametrically opposed to taxation. If you study the agreement, understand the benefits, the economic benefits that are tied to it, this is a tremendous opportunity for the city of Mesa in so many ways, in so many aspects, and I wholeheartedly support the efforts being made.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. As many of you know, I've been part of council discussions on stadiums in the past, and rarely has our council come together in agreement on an issue, and I'm hoping tonight that it will be historic and that we are united in support of this MOU. Truly, this is a finely crafted document that's a product of tremendous hard work by our city manager and our city attorney's office in terms of building in benchmarks and protections to the community, to bring in the rest of the Cactus League, bring in the state of Arizona to help finance this proposed facility. And we have had a history of going back to the early 1950s of civic and governmental involvement with the Chicago Cubs. And from my perspective, this is an evolution of that support. And it truly has, I think, tremendous potential to be a benefit to the entire Cactus League and the state of Arizona. It's the beginning of a process. We hope that this will get to a stage where we can have an exclusive opportunity to sit down with the Cubs to finalize the agreements, but there will be many opportunities for the public to weigh in terms of further actions by our council, actions by the state legislature, and actions by the voters of Mesa. So this is going to be a process that will not exclude the public from the discussions, and I support the measures tonight. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank the folks who showed up today and made their thoughts known, not just in support, because we've heard a lot of that, but in opposition what your concerns are. One of the things that I've heard, and just about all of you said it, was in these tough economic times, should we be doing this? We could have potentially had this decision made in 2006. We were riding the top of the wave. And everybody could have said, well, we have surpluses in the budget, and we're moving forward, and things look great, and we have less than 4% unemployment. And I would imagine we wouldn't have heard those arguments. But yet, we'd still be paying for that agreement today in these tough economic times. Times change. They're cyclical. 4 years from now, we should be seeing recovery. Jobs should be improving, our revenue should be going up, but it's not going to happen if we retreat, if we go back into the closet, if we hide in our shells, if we stick our head in the sand and we don't make a plan and we don't move forward with a plan for economic development, revenue generation, job growth. The mayor has put a term to Mesa's plan for economic development. He's calling it HEAT. This isn't just about Cubs Stadium. This isn't not one decision. It's one decision in many. We have aggressively gone after and continue to go after health care initiatives, looking at bringing health care downtown along Power Road. We've seen a number of hospitals open. There's one in my district that employs several hundred doctors. We had another opening recently of a new emergency room at Cardiac Care Center that added nurses, highly skilled positions. That's one piece of that development, and it's necessary for our growth. Education continues to grow. We're looking at downtown initiatives, the Power Road Knowledge Corridor expansion of ASU. We're putting $20 or $30 million in infrastructure development in ASU Polytechnic, not to mention what we're going to put in investment in downtown, because we know that education is extremely important to create those high-wage jobs here in Mesa and the Valley. The mayor and I, in particular, and others have been very involved in aerospace and looking at planting a flag for the Arizona Aerospace Institute, one of our strongest assets in Arizona is our ability to fly. I asked the mayor. He doesn't do it well, but he does fly. I'm kidding. He's okay.
I would like to say I have not killed anybody yet.
That's why I have not flown with you. but I would. But aerospace is important, the high-wage jobs for that. But that's just another key piece to this is aerospace and planting that flag and looking at what education, the Polytechnic campus focuses on aerospace as well. The last bit of that has been tourism. We've seen some exciting plans come to Mesa. They all go to Scottsdale or they go to Paradise Valley, but Mesa's finally a focus of that. And those jobs are important. Okay, maybe they're not as high paid as some of the others in aerospace and education and healthcare, but people still need those jobs. And more than just those jobs, it brings interest to this city. Gives it a I'm at a loss for words on exactly that, but it's a sense of identity, I think, is what I'm looking at. And the Cubs do that. They bring tourism. They bring interest. What the Cubs has failed to do over the last 25 years is keep that revenue in Mesa. I don't know if you've been to a Cubs game in a long time, but what's the joke? People are dying to get in. Because across the street, this cemetery, there's not room for growth or economic development around this. If this is just building another stadium, why would we be doing it? It wouldn't make any sense. It's what's in the whole plan. What's beyond the stadium? What's in it for Mesa? Those are the facts that are going to come out of this in the very near future. Those are the things you're going to have to consider when you go to the ballot box to vote on this, because this council doesn't get to make that decision. and rightfully so, you do. And you should take a look at those things. This is going to be an integrated mixed-use development with hotels and restaurants and office buildings, not just ball fields. They're looking to turn this into a year-round venue that people visit and people live at, pay taxes at, not just a ball field. That's what makes this an interesting proposal. That's why I think we should at least approve the MOU, move forward, see what agreements can be made, and put our best agreement forward to the voters and ask you, what do you think? Just like we did at Gaylord, which was approved, just like we did in a number of other things. I'm confident that the voters of Mesa will take a look at this deal and decide if it's a good one for Mesa, if it makes good business sense, or what was a best business decision, or if it's not. And I think we do our jobs correctly, and so far our city attorney and city staff have done a bang-up job. I think you will look at this and vote for it, too. So for that, Mayor, I would be in support of this, because not only that, I also second in the motion. So
that would be a little strange.
It would be. I'll leave it to me.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Finter.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to thank those that have spoken tonight and appreciate your opinions and views on that. I want you to know that my perspective as I vote this evening is I'm voting for forwarding the framework for future discussions. And quite honestly, I think a crucial part of the success of this will be the support that we get at the state legislature. I think it's really important that they find the mechanisms to fund a majority of this project. And so I'll be watching intently to see how that progresses and what happens at the state level. So, Mayor, I will be supporting this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Higgins.
I want to echo that. I really appreciate the residents coming out and speaking tonight. What I see this project is a huge economic development driver. The things that you will never quantify are the emails that we get that say the reason we moved our business is to Mesa was because we like spring training. I've gotten a couple of those, but how many are actually out there, and how many will we never realize those unrealized economic development things that happen in Mesa because of the Cubs? So it's just way more of an economic development tool that I think we can ever really quantify in the scale of things when we look across the whole city. And because of that, I will be in support of this motion, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Like I said, from spoken. I also like to express my appreciation for those who have shown up to speak, and I'm sure this will not be the last time we engage in this discussion, this debate. As well, we should. This is an important decision when a community decides to invest its assets, whether city assets or taxpayer assets or even tourist assets, in a venture such as this. And I'd like to say, you know, as mayor, I look at one of my primary responsibilities, and I do take it personally, the well-being of our community. Mr. Bennett, you talked about this being a business decision, and I look at that very much as a business decision. All the nostalgia in the world doesn't put money in the coffers, and it doesn't employ people, and it doesn't create opportunities for people. Mesa decided 50-plus years ago that it was going to be in the business of spring training. It's reaffirmed that decision on several occasions over the last 50 years. If we build this stadium, or when we build this stadium, this will be the fourth stadium that Mesa has had specifically related to spring training. And so I believe that Mesa and its city residents made a decision many years ago that this was good. And it has been good for Mesa. You know, most economic development decisions or ventures anticipate creating something which has not yet been proven. To me, this is not creating something which hasn't been proven. It is retaining something of which we know definitely exists. More than any other venture or industry, tourism can track who comes into town, where they stay, what they spend, how long they stay here. The economic impact on this community, direct economic impact on this community, is in the tens of millions. And those are not numbers that are guessed at. Those are numbers that are tracked. Those are numbers that truly do come in. We were faced with a decision. And early on, about a year ago, the first time we met with the Cubs about improving Ho-Ho-Com and Fitch Park, and then when Florida came into the picture, the question was really very basic. And it wasn't, are we going to outbid somebody? The question was, does Mesa still want to be in the spring training business? Because it became very apparent early on that Florida was going to make a very vibrant and bid for this team, because they recognize what the Chicago Cubs, more than any other team, brings to a community. And therefore, our decision was very simple. Do we want to remain spring training business with the tens of millions of dollars that we know are brought into the community, or do we not want to be in that? Because the Cubs will go to Florida. And that's a very basic decision. One which, frankly, I had to take pause of. I understand where people are coming from. I understand when people talk about investing money, when people talk about whether government should be involved with private industry. And I think those are valid debates and valid points that are made. The one thing that we have to remember is this is not a one-way street. We often talk about investing in stadiums and specifically with spring training, which is different than investing in a stadium, although I would say that, you know, the Cardinal Stadium, we've looked at how that's turned out, and we've seen what it's created in the area, and which was also paid by the same mechanism which we're looking at paying for this stadium. Now, Glendale did not pay for the Cardinal Stadium. It was paid for with the same tourist taxes that we're looking at to pay this stadium, and I would say that it's worked out pretty well for Glendale to have a stadium paid for. And the fact is that it's not a one-way street. The Cubs brand does create economic activity, more so than any other brand in baseball almost. We do know that thousands and thousands of people come into Arizona, and the primary reason or the sole reason they come to Arizona is for Chicago Cubs spring training baseball. We know that because that's what they tell us. We will find that out, and the question is it, do we want to risk finding out that they would still come here? I don't believe they would. I believe that they would vote with their feet, and they would follow the Cubs to wherever they are. Therefore, I look at this as an economic preservation. In these times of down revenue, in these times of struggles, I cannot in good conscience look at us watching 50 to 70 million plus, or however many the number is, walk out of our community every year. And therefore, I believe that it is our responsibility to do what we can to continue to be in the spring training business, because that's something that was decided decades and decades ago. I think if we look at the investment that we will get through tourist dollars, when we look at what the city of Mesa will be investing, and this is one thing that I believe is very important, the way the deal is structured, the Chicago Cubs will make a substantial investment, millions of dollars they will invest in this project. The city of Mesa will build dual-use facilities, parks, basically a park, and the stadium as it's structured will be paid for with a mechanism which has been used to build stadiums, including the Glendale Stadium, Camelback Ranch, the Goodyear Stadium, the Cardinal Stadium, those things. So we're using something that's been in place for a long time. And I do believe that the investment is well worth it. I believe that when you look at the numbers that come in year after year for the next 25 to 30 years, those are numbers that we do know exist. And so therefore, while I understand the challenges that we may have, I understand that the philosophies of some will say that under no circumstances should we be involved. I think this is a responsibility that I cannot pass off to someone else. And we need to support having the Chicago Cubs in Mesa, continued to having the Chicago Cubs. It is part of our community. It has a definite economic benefit to our community, a measurable economic benefit to our community. It does not burden the taxpayers, whatever investment we make, because we do get use out of the parks that we will be using. And we have the opportunity to truly actually enhance that which we're getting through the development, which the Cubs will be directing, of the Wrigleyville West, which will be something more than just a couple of restaurants around a stadium. I mean, we're looking at something pretty spectacular that could happen. Therefore, I do look at it as in many ways a business decision. And if I were in private business or in government or whatever, and although government is not a business, I recognize that. I don't want to confuse the issue and say that we should be in business, because I do respect, having been in the private industry for a long time, and I do take it very seriously that we need to be wise stewards of our responsibilities. I believe this is a way where I would look that it would be contrary to my stewardship to allow the Cubs and the economic engine that it brings and the two-way street that it provides to leave our community. So I'm certainly going to be supporting this evening. And with that, would you please vote? The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and items 5J and 5K are approved. And the direction to the city council, to the staff, is let's move ahead with a definitive agreement if the Cubs make the decision to stay here. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is item 6A, amendment to the Mesa City Code regarding Title 11 as it applies to the Planning and Zoning Board, Downtown Development Committee, and Design Review Board. We have a motion to approve item 6A from Councilmember Richens, second from Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? Councilmember Higgins.
Yes, Mayor. I have some concerns with the Design Review Board portion of this amendment. I don't believe that the Design Review Board process is currently broken. Good projects go through quite quickly. And I'm concerned with the way we have restructured it to where we take out some citizen input. So because of that, I am opposed to this this amendment as is written, and would ask if it was passed tonight that we add a little stipulation or ask the staff to look into adding that we review it in a year to see how it is working if it does pass.
Okay, are you offering an amendment to it, or are you just requesting that, as we talked about in down in stairs? And
I believe I can't offer an amendment to that, Mayor, so I just wanted
want to put on the record.
Throw that out there.
Okay. I think we noted that downstairs, so thank you very much. Okay, is there any other discussion on this issue? Okay, please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Kavanaugh and Councilmember Higgins voting nay. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda are items from citizens present. We have two requests to speak this evening. See if I can find them. First, Mr. David Douthat. Mr. Douthat, welcome back.
Yeah. Sir, Dave Douthat, 623 South Winthrop. I heard that you fine folks have gotten interested slightly in sustainability and conservation issues, and I wanted to bring to your attention that the City of Portland and the City of Billings, Illinois, formed task force for the city councils to study these very issues. They have issued reports, and I have copies of them, of the finished reports in PDF file format, if you folks would like them. I got them right here. And they provide excellent study on how to put this task force together, the issues these cities in particular addressed, although they have their own unique issues, that a lot of them will be carried forward into issues that Mesa could also address. But it lays a good basic framework for how to address these things in a timely, community involved manner that everybody can get involved in and really get down to the nitty-gritty of how this process takes place, if you're interested.
Thank you. I'm sure that one of the staff members would love to get them forward to us. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Douthat. The next item request is from, and I'm sorry, sir, I can't read your first name. It's Walter or what? Walter Parshall. Mr. Parshall.
Mayor and Council, the reason I've come before you this evening is that I believe that most people in Mesa do not know that there is a 6-foot maximum leash law in Mesa. If your dog is running on one of these expandable leashes, you can be cited, and I have been, by animal control for my dog running loose. This is a Class 1 misdemeanor it can include jail time, it can include a $2,500 fine, and nobody knows. I've asked DPS officers at ASU's football games, I've asked Mesa police officers, I've asked store owners who sell these leashes. I've asked owners of the dogs who have these leashes. I have only found 2 people out of about 100 who know this law exists, and both of these were the training officers, one at Petco and one at PetSmart, and they are the only two people who know the leash law exists. I think that what we need to do is, if nothing else, it's also a state law. If nothing else, it should be put on the license tag papers that you get from the state when you or county when you license your dog. Because otherwise, as I said, I got cited for it because actually what happened was my dog barked at a neighbor's cat who was inside of a screened porch with a security door on it. Okay? I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Parson. Thanks for letting us know about that. Appreciate that. Any other requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No additional requests,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. There's no further business. We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second by the Vice Mayor. Thanks to all. It's a big day, and we appreciate that, and we're excited to move forward. Okay? All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.